We recently discussed the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, regarding Vosle Mikdash v'Shachanti v'Socham, and pointed out in that context, Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the mitzvah that the Rambam counts of Big Day Kahuna. There, the Ramban is Masig as well, because after all, the Halachos Gedolos does not count Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah at all. And the Ramban explains that the machlokas between the Rambam and the Bahag is as follows, that according to the Shita of Halachos Gedolos, the mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kun is not a mitzvah, but rather it's simply considered to be a hechsher avoda. And as the Ramban writes, when it comes to making all the necessary kelim of the Mishkan, one counts a mitzvah in minyan hamitzvos, but you don't count a hechsher mitzvah. And just as the need to have a particular kli is for the purpose of avoda, the same thing is true when it comes to Big Day Kuna, that is considered to be a hechsher mitzvah as well. The Ramban raises a further question. If you'll grant the position of the Rambam that there is a mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kuna, it's not just simply considered to be a hechsher mitzvah, hechsher avoda, then the Ramban writes that perhaps one would have expected that the Rambam should count Big Day Kuna as three independent mitzvahs, not just simply a mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kuna, but Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol, Big Day Zav of the Kohen Gadol, and the regular Big Day Kuna of a Kohen Hedyon. And therefore the Ramban writes, according to the Rambam Shita, maybe you should count three mitzvahs, and perhaps the Halachos Gedolos, you do not count this at all, because it's considered to be a Hefsher mitzvah. The Ramban continues in the very end of that Hasaga, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, and writes that even though it is clear that the Halachos Gedolos assumes that the Levishas Big Day Kuna is only a Hefsher mitzvah, the Ramban himself writes that he feels that the Rambam really is more correct, and that is that Levishas Big Day Kuna is considered to be an independent mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara in Tzvachim Adaf Beches, right, emphasizes that Big Day Kuna secure kapara. The Gemara tells us that just as Karbanos Mechaprin, Av Big Day Kuna Mechaprin. And the Gemara explains the Ksonis is Mechaperesan, Shvichas Damim, and the Mechnasayim on Gili Arayos, the Mitznefesan. Gasei Haruach, right? The Gemara mentions various averos that one can secure saf kapara through the Big Day Kahuna. And therefore, the Ramban indicates that perhaps indeed the Rambam is correct, that there is in fact a mitzvah levisha. What exactly is the Rambam Shita? Why is it that the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah? Or to address the kasha of the Ramban, why is it that it's one mitzvah and not three different mitzvahs? When you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam gives you the Hagdara of the mitzvah, of Levishas Big Day Kuna, the Rambam, for example, writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he's about to discuss many different mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Yud Beis, there the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Lilbosh Big Day Kuna La'avoda. The Rambam adds that the Hagdara of the mitzvah Levisha is Levishas Big Day Kuna La'avoda. And that's what the Rambam writes, the Minyan HaMitzvos as well, that Lios HaKohanim Loshim La'avoda Big Day Kohuna. There the Rambam is presenting the definition of the mitzvah. And the Rambam adds the need to don the Big Day Kohuna La'avoda. That's not just simply a detail, but apparently according to the Rambam Shita, that's part of the Etzem Hagdaras HaMitzvah, Levishas Big Day Kohuna La'avoda. It fits in very well with what the Rambam writes, as you know, in the very end of Hilchos Kalayim, in Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, that the Rambam Shita is that if a Kohen wore Big Day Kuna Shelo B'Shas Avoda, he violates Nisa D'Araisa and gets Malkus. He's Lo Gemishum Kilayim, only Heter, to go into where the Big Day Kuna is in fact Litzorech Ha'avoda. Boshev Shat in the Rambam Shita, that's part of the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. Lilbosh Big Day Kahuna La'avoda. Therefore, Poshem Shat, the Rambam understood as follows. If various avoda require different Big Day Kahuna, right, the avod lifnai lifnim requires Big Day Lavan, and avodas Kohen Gadol requires Big Day Zahav, and avodas Kohen Gadol requires simply the Dalet Begadim. That's not independent mitzvahs. The Hagdaras HaMitzvah is Levishas Big Day Kahuna La'avoda, and whatever the requirement of the avoda is, that is the necessary Big Day Kuna that must be worn. Not as Halachos Gedolos as a Hechsher Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kuna La'avoda. A possible further Shita is Rav Sadia Gaon. This is found in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon, the Bira of Yerucham Perla, where he points out that Rav Sadia Gaon mentions the Mitzvah of Big Day Kuna in a very unusual place. And that is included in the Parshios Hamutalos al Hatzibur. Rav Sadi Gaon has a list of mitzvos that are incumbent upon the entire Tzibur. And in that heading, Rav Sadi Gaon includes Big Day Kuna. What exactly does that mean? Now, obviously, Big Day Kuna is not the mitzvah slavisha that applies to anyone else other than the Kohen Ha'oved. There, Rav Kumper suggests that according to Rav Sadi Gaon, the mitzvah Big Day Kuna is not a mitzvah slavisha, but rather it's the mitzvah of Asiyas Big Day Kuna. Just like one can envision a mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim, right? Aside from Avodah, one has to create the Aron and the Mizbeach and the Menorah. So Sotur of Sadigon maintains that there's a mitzvah Asiyas Big Day Kuna, and that is a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah Hamutelis Alatzibur, and that's why Rav Sadigon lists it under that heading, not merely a mitzvah which is mutal al hakohen ha'ove. If that really is true, so perhaps one could envision several different possibilities in the Rishonim in terms of Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. Rav Sadigon, that it is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is, right, to supply, to furnish the Big Day Kahuna. According to Halachos Gedolos, it is not an independent mitzvah at all. It is only considered to be a hechshir avoda. The Rambam Shita, that's the Hagdoras HaMitzvah, Lahachshir Atzmo La'avoda, and therefore it's one mitzvah as opposed to three. And that comment to the Ramban in Lamed Gimel Maskana, where the Ramban writes that indeed there is an independent mitzvah. Ad Kedei Kach, the Ramban entertains the possibility that maybe one should argue that Levisha's Big Day Kuna is considered to be three separate mitzvahs. So these are four possibilities, simply in terms of understanding the parsha of Big Day Kuna itself. The fact that the Rambam maintains that there is a mitzvah slavisha, as opposed to halachos gedolos, that's simply just a heksha mitzvah, we pointed out, right, a couple of weeks ago, that this seems to be l'shitase, because the Rambam begins Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Yud by telling us the following: Ketzad Seder Levishas HaBegadim. What is the order that the Kohen should don the Big Day Kuna? And the Rambam tells you it's the Mikhasayim, the Ksones, the Avneit Mitznefes. That is the Seder of Levisha. If you look then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, there's a Seder Levisha when it comes to Big Day Kohen Gadol as well. And as mentioned, that Shir, the Menchasinuch, is very bothered, Mitzvah Tzadites. Where do you see that that's true? Where do you see that there is a Seder Levisha? Menchasinuch writes that one point is absolutely clear, and that is the Michnasayim comes first. That's a Gemara, that's a Sukhi Newman, Dav Chof Gimel Mabez, where the Pasuk says, U'michnes Eivad Yilbash Al Bisoro. That has to be Al Bisoro. So the Gemara interprets, it doesn't just simply mean that you can't have any Chatzitza. Al Bisoro means that that is the first of the Big Day Kuna that are worn, that the Kohen dons the Michnasayim before he wears anything else. And that is part of the meaning of the Pasuk of Al Bisoro. So that's an explicit Gemara. Yumachav Gimel Michnasayim is first. But the Menchasinuch question, but where do you see that there is a Seder Levisha? And Menchasinuch suggests something again, which Lachora is very difficult, that perhaps the Rambam is somewhat lavdavka. That Michnasayim refers, that's the halacha, and then the Rambam just presents that it's followed by Ksones Avnei Mitznefes, because that is the Siddur Dekra. That's how the Torah presents the sequence of the Big Day Kuna. But the Menchasinuch writes that perhaps Enochinami. Really, there is no Seder Levisha other than Michnasayim Tchila. Now, to point it out, the Chor, it's very difficult. The Rambam writes clearly, Ketzad Seder Levisha Sabagadim. It doesn't just simply seem that the Kpeda is Michnasayim first and everything else is only incidental. Hashem Shat, the Rambam understood as follows. The Torah presents, right, the Seder of the Big Day Kuna, Michnasayim, Ksones, Avnei, and Mitznefes. And you see from the Pasuk of Al Besoro that the Michnasayim is Bedavka Naka. That's not incidental. That everyone agrees. That's the Gemara. That's first. Hoshem Shat, the Rambam understood that the fact that the Torah goes out of its way and insists that Michnasayim is Tchila, that's Lamed Al Haklal Kuloyan. So that teaches us that the presentation, the sequence of the Torah is considered to be that which is critical. You don't need four different psukim to tell us that that in fact is true. You have a pasuk that tells us the Michnasayim must in fact come first, and that kind of hones our vision to realize that the Seder is significant. And therefore we know that the Siddur Dekra is that which is considered to be Bedavka. But Pashur Pshat, the Rambam Shita, the Seder, is something which is significant. In Pashur Pshat, this is the Shita saying, if you assume as halachos gedolos, that the purpose of Lish is simply a hechsher mitzvah, in such a case, it's not impossible, but it's a much greater chiddush to assume that there's a seder within hechsher mitzvah. Because we usually think of hechsher mitzvah simply as all you have to do is attain, the ikar is betotzah, in order to perform the mitzvah. And does it really matter as to whether the seder of the hechsher mitzvah is considered to be that which is clear? One could disagree, because we discussed in other shiurim that even within hechsher mitzvah, there are different gradations, there are different types of hechsher mitzvah. And Siv points out in Shiltos Kuf Samach Tes that there's such a thing that is called the Hechsher Mitzvah HaKsuva Bakra. Sometimes you have a Hechsher Mitzvah where the Torah goes out of its way and emphasizes the Hechsher Mitzvah. Maybe then one could argue that that has characteristics of a mitzvah, that has a Seder as well. But certainly the Rambam Shita, there's an independent mitzvah of Levishas Bigdekuna. If there's an independent mitzvah, it's very mistaber that the next question should be, what is the Seder HaMitzvah? There's always a Seder HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah Schalitza. What is the Seder? Right? Between the Kriya Saparsha and the Rekika, the Chalitza, every mitzvah has a Seder. So it's not surprising that the Rambam tells you there's a mitzvah Slavisha. The Rambam immediately follows and tells us that there is a Seder Levisha as well. And this certainly is compelling in light of what the Rambam writes in the Rein of Hilchos Kilayim, that a Kohen is only allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna because of the Avnet. The Avnet, so to speak, was the problematic beged that contained shatnez. And the heter is only Sarach Avodah. There really is no Seder Levisha at all. One could have argued that, good, you can put on the Ksones, Mitznefes, in whatever order you want, but the Avnet should be last. That should be some of Avodah. What is the heter according to the Rambam Shita to don the avnei before shar big day kahuna? The answer must be is that there's a seder to the mitzvah. The Torah insists that that is considered to be the levisha itself. But again, that min chasina kanseretes l'chora quite difficult. Toshav shat the Rambam. There's a seder levisha. The Rambam writes mucha from the end of Hilchos Kilayim and the Shita say that there's a mitzvah levisha according to the Rambam Shita itself. When you look there in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Ramban points out that there's a further machlokas between Halachos Gedolos and the Ramban. One is whether there's a mitzvah slavisha big day kahuna. According to Rambam, yes. According to Halachos Gedolos, no. And the Ramban points out as follows, what about the iser of mechusar begodeh? That the Halachos Gedolos counts as a separate lav, and also say samaches. There's an iser of mechusar begadim. And the Rambam does not count mechusar begadim as one of the shesal lavim. The Rambam does not have a lav of mechusar begadim. Why exactly is that true? Boshem Shat as follows, when you look at the Rambam elsewhere, it seems very clear why this is true. There in Perek Yud, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, when the Rambam again mentions the mitzvah levisha, and the Rambam mentions the Seder Levisha, the Rambam now writes the following, Perek Yud Halacha Daled. Let's assume, for example, you have a Kohen Gadol, Sheshimesh Papachos Mishmona Begadim. The Kohen Gadol wears anything less than the 8 big day kuna of Kohen Gadol that are necessary. Or you have a Kohen Hedya, Sheshimesh Papachos Me'arba Begadim. The Rambam writes, in such a case, that individual is Mechusar Begadim. Avodaso psula, yischayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and the Rambam adds the following two words, kizar sheshimesh. It's comparable to a non-Kohen who is doing the avoda. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Shmos Chates. The pasuk tells us the following, v'chagarto so avneit, the Kohen has to wear the avneit together with all the big day kahuna, and then v'haysolahem kahuna. In other words, that you do not have the status of a Kohen la'avoda unless you are wearing the big day kuna. And the Rambam continues and cites the Gemara Zvachim and Daf Yuzayin that bizman shebigdein alehen kuhunasin alehen ein bigdein alehen ein kuhunasin alehen and v'nemar v'hazar ha'karav yumas. In a word, you see an interesting chiddush according to the Rambam Shita that the psul of mechusar begadim is Betoras Zar. A zar cannot do avoda. A kohen has to be kosher avoda. Who is a kohen kosher avoda? So there are various requirements, and one of them is that the kohen is wearing the bigdei kuna bisman shebigdei alehin kuhnosin alehin. The Rambam writes this very briefly in Hilchos Sanhedrin. In Perek Yotes Halacha Beis, the Rambam lists various Isurim. The Rambam writes, Mechuser Begadim Hareyu Kizar. Again, the Rambam reiterates, the psul of Mechuser Begadim is he lacks a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda. And therefore, apparently, you have a further machlokas between the Rambam and Halachos Gedolos. Is there an independent Isur of Mechuser Begadim? Or do we assume that no, without Big Dekuna, so therefore, Dino Kizar. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in Esfin Darais and Klal Yotes, right, the following Chakira, he writes, the need for Big Day Kuna. Right, is that halach in Gavra, right, or is that halach in Chefte Shal Avoda? Is that Litzorech Kuhuna, or is that Litzorech Avoda? Why is it that the kohen has to wear Big Day Kuna, right? Somehow it elevates his status, or that's one of the Dinei HaAvoda, one of the Dinei HaAvoda. Maybe one could argue again that both halachas are true. Boshav Shad, that is quite relevant to this issue. If you assume as the Rambam Shita that Mechuser Begadim is a psul b'Torah Zar, so the need for the Kohen to wear Big Day Kun is halachin gavra, bizman shebigdein alehin, kun asin alehin. If one should assume that it's an independent Isser, one could argue that again, that this is considered to be litzorech ha'avode. In fact, that very sugya. The Rambam mentioned in Zvachim and Daf Yud Zayin Lebeis, right, what exactly is the need for Big Day Kuna? The Gemara had two possibilities. The Rambam quoted one. One possibility the Gemara quoted was Bizman Shebig Den Alehin, Kunasin Alehin. That's very good. That sounded Zalachin Kohen. That's why the Rambam writes that the Psul is Batar Azar. The Gemara has a separate mother, and that's a Gzerah Shavah of Chuka Chuka Ishtu Yayin. When it comes to the Isser of Shtu Yayin, if a kohen will go ahead and do Avoda when he's intoxicated, there, the Torah uses the term, right, in Shmini and Vayikra Yud, Chok Olam L'Rosechem, and the Gemara is a Gzerah Shava of the Chukas Olam when it comes to Mechuser Begadim as well. So the Gemara is a Gzerah Shava of Chuka Chuka Mishtu Yayin. If it's Shtu Yayin, Poshav Shah, one could argue that's Midine HaAvoda. Bizman Shebigdelein Kunasin, that is Midine Kohen. And in such a case, perhaps one could argue that to an extent, that machlokas, the Rambam, halachos gedolos, perhaps reflects two different makoros that the Gemara suggests regarding the Isser and Azhara of Mechuser Begadim. And very well, the Rambam, who assumes Zar, right, the Rambam quotes the first day of the Gemara, Bizman Shebigdein Alehin, Kuhunasan Alehin. So again, that perhaps that's the Rambam Shita, that the need for Big Day Kuna is Litzorech HaKohen. It's Halacha, in fact, in Gavra. There is an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam writes the following. Let's assume you have a Zar who's Mechuser Begadim. Or let's assume, for example, you have a Zar who's Mechuser Kippurim. A Zar who's doing Avoda in a way that a Kohen would not be allowed to do Avoda. A Kohen can't do Avoda if he's Mechuser Kippurim. A Kohen can't do Avoda if he's Mechuser Begadim. What happens if a Zar does Avoda Mechuser Begadim or a Zar who does Avoda Mechuser Kippurim? So the Rambam writes in Perek Tes Lochir Aleph, in both cases, he's only Chayiv once. Loka Achas. He's only Chayiv once. Why exactly would that be? The language the Kesef Mishnah uses is the following, because after all, these Isurim, like Mechuser Kippurim or Mechuser Begadim, they only apply to someone who otherwise could do Avoda. If you're talking about a Kohen who generally can do Avoda, then the Torah has independent requirements. You have to be wearing Big Day Kuna. You can't be Mechuser Kippurim. But if you have a Zar who cannot do Avoda, in any case, so therefore there's no independent Isser, and one is Leiloke B'Torah Zar. That's the Lashon that the Kesef Mishnah uses. Again, the Rambam writes, a Zar who is Mechuser Begadim, a Zar who is Mechuser Kippurim. In such a case, he'll only get a single set of Malkus. And the Kesef Mishnah comments simply, because since he's not right Avoda, so therefore you don't have that additional Isser. Vashab Shat, one could split. and argue as follows, that maybe that's true when it comes to Mechusar Kippurim, but if you have a Zar who's Mechusar Begadim, the reason that that individual only gets one set of Malkus is not because necessarily of that Ha'ara. No, the reason the Zar who is Mechusar Begadim is only Loka Achas is because it is the very same Isser. Mechusar Kippurim is not an Isser B'Torah Zar. That's a separate Isser. There one could envision that maybe a Zar who is Mechusar Kippurim should get two sets of Malkus. That you require the Chiddush. That, no. The whole Parsha Mechusar Kippurim and Avodah is only one who otherwise could do Avodah. But it is much more obvious, according to the Rambam's understanding, that a Zar who is Mechusar Begadim is only Loka Achas because what's the Havamina, so to speak? According to Halachos Gedolos, you understand very well why you might think you're Loka Shnayim. They're two independent Yisurim. So you have to argue that this Yisur only applies under these circumstances. According to the Rambam, it's obvious that a Zar who is Mechusar Begadim only is Loka Achas because it's the very same Isser, right? That he lacks Kedushas Kohen. Lavoda. In such a case, that Proshub Shat is the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. So whereas, again, that one could have questioned, as Zar who is Mechusar Kippurim is an example, and you'd have to take a step back and think, do you get one Malkus, two sets of Malkus, as Zar who is Mechusar Begadim? According to the Rambam, that should be quite obvious. That Oinoloka Elachas, because it is considered to be a single Isser. So the Rambam Shita, the Betorah is Gavra. Bizman Shebigdem Leim Kunosin Aleim, the need for donning the Bigde Kun in that sense is to be Mekadesh, to be Mekadesh the Kohen La'avoda. Tosos even uses the phrase in Zvachim and Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph that Bigde Kun has the status of a Kli Sharis. Status of the Kli Sharis is normally, right, Mekadesh, that which is placed in the Kli. Right, you'll go ahead and take the solus, you'll place in the Kli Sharis, and it has a Kedusha Samincha. Right, the Tosus writes that Bigde Kuna al-Pidin have the status of a Kli Sharis. Exactly how is that true? Because it's Mekadesh, the Kohen, La'avoda. L'chora, that's exactly the Rambam Shita, that without that you lack a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda. Later in Gittin, in the Mordechai, in Os Tav Samach Aleph, the Mordechai relates a very interesting story that there was a particular time that a Kohen, right, washed the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. And there was a Talmud who was present, and the Talmud asked that how could Rabbeinu Tam allow such a thing? After all, doesn't the Yerushalmi say that if one takes advantage of a Kohen, HaMishtamish B'Kohuna, Ma'o, that's an Isser of Me'ila. So therefore, how is it you can go ahead and allow the Kohen to serve you, the Kohen to wash your hands? The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Tam, answering, what do you mean? Exactly that sugyan. Zvachim daf yad zayin. Bizman shebigdein alehen, kuhunasin alehen. Ein bigdein alehen, ein kuhunasin alehen. That was the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mordechai asks further, that the Talmud asks, what do you mean? You mean to say that the elevated status of the Kohen is dependent on Big Day Kahuna, even outside of Beis HaMikdash. Right, you'll ask, does the Kohen get the first Aliyah? And I'll answer, Bizman Shbig Din and Kuhunasan Aliyah. What do you mean? When it comes to the whole concept of the Chibato, we don't assume that that's true. And Shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam just didn't answer. He didn't answer the Har. And Mordechai quotes, Veheshi, Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Teter answered the following. Oh, no, what do you mean? Of course the Kohen has Kedusha, but Yacholim Chol, it's Nitan Lemechila. So if the Kohen desired to wash the hands of Rabbeinu Tam, obviously there's no Isser. So it's an interesting shock levatari. Rabbeinu Tam was asked, how did you allow such a thing? He answered, Asugin Zvachim, Asim Idein Aleim Kunas Aleim. And the Talmud asked, yeah, but what about, right, Sharmine Kavo? Rabbeinu Tam didn't respond. Rabbeinu Peter said, it's Nitan Lemechila. What exactly was Rabbeinu Tam's approach? Rabbeinu Tam really thought that Bigvulim, the whole mitzvah of Chibato, is only Bizman Shebigdein Aleim Kunasin Aleim. Rabbeinu Teter's answer before is very obvious, no? That Enochin Ami, that there's certain aspects of Kvod HaKohen that are Nitan Lemechila. Rabbeinu Tam really thought that Bizman Shebigdein Aleim Kunasin Aleim, when it comes to aspects other than Avoda. Pashav Shat Rabbeinu Tam Lechora was the following, right? Rabbeinu Tam was answering this. When this Talmud asked Rabbeinu Tam, right, how is one allowed to do so? What exactly was his question? Right, the Talmud didn't cite the pasuk of the Chibato. The Talmud didn't cite the Gemara that says that one has to mechabe the Kohen. This Talmud, right, cited the Yerushalmi. Hamishtamesh bekohuna ma'al. There's an Isser Me'ila. There's an Isser Me'ila. That was the kasha. That Poshav Shah was the response of Rabbi Yotam. Yerushalmi, Me'ila, Me'ila, that is only Bizman Shebikdein Alehen Kuhunasin Alehen. Isser Me'ila is only when you go ahead and you utilize the services of the Kohen, right, who's Raila Hoda, who is wearing, right, the big day kuhuna. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yotam. The Talmud went ahead and asked, and what about Sharmini Kav? You don't need big day kuna, right? That Rabbeinu Tam didn't bother answering. That was obvious, like Rabbeinu Peter. Vikidashto is nitan l'mechila, right? Me'ila is not nitan l'mechila. That is what Rabbeinu Tam maintained, that only applies bizman shebig dein aleihen, kuhunasin aleihen. But it's interesting Chiddush, different concepts. When you have it to Kedushas Kohen, you can have a Kohen as far as Vechibato is concerned, and then you can have a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda that requires the Klishores, that requires the Big Day Kuna, Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, Kuhunasan Aleihen. If you look in the Rasameach raises a very interesting Chakir. It sounds a little unusual. This Rasameach is found in Perakei Halachi Yedzayin, Adokos Klei HaMikdash, where the Sameach asks as follows: how do you understand the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol? The Kedusha of Kohen Gadol. Is it incremental, that there is a Kedusha of Kohen Hedyot, and then superimposed on top of the Kedusha's Kohen Hedyot is the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot plus? Or can I argue, no, that really is not true, that the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol is something which is absolutely distinct. It's something which is entirely independent of the Kedusha of a Kohen Hedyot. That's the question that the Rosh Hashanah raises. Obviously, a Kohen Gadol has independent halachos. Is it an absolutely distinct, independent Kedusha? Or do we argue that, no, it's incremental? Right? The Mishnah Kalim discusses lesser Kedushos. Right? There are different Kedushos Hamakom. The same thing is true when it comes to Kedushos HaGavra as well. So Rosh Hashanah suggests that perhaps this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. That Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perakei, discusses the following. Let's assume, for example, a Kohen is called upon to do Avoda. Right? And this is the first time that he's doing so. So the Rambam writes that Ein HaKohen Oved Tchila, right? Kohen cannot do Avoda Ad Shiyavi Asiris HaEfa Mishalom. Right, unless he goes ahead and brings, right, a special carbon as part of the chinuch, right, of his kedushas kohen, and that's found in Vayikra and Perek Vav, right, ze carbon aron uvanav asher yakriv l'Hashem biyom imashach ozel. So on that particular day, where a kohen is going to exercise his first rite of avoda, he's obligated to bring a siris ha'ef. And the Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to a Kohen Gadol. You were just appointed Kohen Gadol. In such a case, before you do Avodah, the Torah is Kohen Gadol, you have to bring an Asiris HaEifa. Again, in Parshas Tzav, the Torah mentions the special Eifa, which is brought, Biyom Himashach Osem. The Rambam now writes, Halachi Yitzayin, the following. An unusual case, Kohen Shelo Avod Adayim Yama. You have this young Kohen, right? He never did Avodah whatsoever. Right, and all of a sudden, Mino so Kohen Gadol. He was appointed the Kohen. He never did avodas a Kohen Hedyot. Right, he became the chief justice, right, without even serving, right, on the court at all. So what happens in that case? The Rambam writes that maybe shnei karbanos lechinucha. He has to bring two different karbanos before we'll do avodah. He has to bring the first karban in order to attain the status of a Kohen Hedyot la'avodah. And then you can slap upon that the Tosefes Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol La'avodah. It's an interesting Chiddush. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Yerushalmi disagrees and maintains that that is not true. Yerushalmi writes that all that is necessary is one karban. He can, so to speak, leapfrog over the requirement of Kohen Hedyot, and he can bring a single karban to assume the role of Kohen Gadol. So Meach writes, he thinks in Lamdus, That really is the machlokes, whether the kedushas kohen and kohen gadol are distinct, or whether it is an incremental kedusha, and therefore that is the chiddush of the Rambam shita that it's necessary to go ahead and to do so. And then there was Sameach writes the following lamdas, that perhaps one could argue that is part of the machlokes Newman davav regarding the following: the avnate of the kohen gadol and the avnate of the kohen edyot. Are they similar or are they distinct? The same begin that the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol wear, are they comparable? Or are they absolutely distinct? Now, the Rambam assumes that the same minim that make up the avnate of the Kohen Gadol make up the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. That Rosh Simeach assumes the incremental kedusha. Right? A Kohen Gadol wears more, he wears more. But that which the Torah says he shares, so the avnate of the Kohen Gadol should be like the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. If you should assume that Rosh Simeach writes that even the shared big day Kohen Gadol are so different than the big day Kohen Hedyot, maybe that's an indicator of independent Kedusha, and that's the interesting Lashita say that the Rosh Simeach creates, that since the Rambam assumes that the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot resembles the avnate of the Kohen Gadol, so in such a case, that is why the Rambam assumes that two korbanos are necessary. If one just jumps from a Kohen who's never done avoda now to become the Kohen Gadol, because again, it's an incremental form of Kedusha itself. So it's an interesting chiddush. Again, that the Rambam writes. This chiddush that the Rambam maintains, that there's no separate Isra Mechusar Begadim, but rather it's Betorah's Zar, the Rambam gave two examples. Right? And maybe one could have distinguished, but the Rambam does not. The Rambam argued as follows, that the Malkus that the Kohen will get, if he's not properly wearing Big Day Kohuna, right, is Betorah's Zar. And the two examples the Rambam gave is if a Kohen Hedyot is wearing anything less than the Dalet Begadim, and a Kohen Gadol, let's say that wears four of the Big Day Kohuna. He doesn't wear Big Day Kohen Gadol, he wears Big Day Kohen Hedyot. The Rambam writes both examples, whether it's a Kohen Gadol Sheshimesh Papachos Miches Begadim, or a Kohen Hedyot Sheshimesh Papachos Mi Dalet Begadim. The Rambam does not distinguish. That also is a Chiddush, because maybe one could have suggested an interesting split. If it's an independent Isser, the independent Isser would apply right in both cases, where the Kohen is not doing what he should be doing. He's not wearing the appropriate Big Day Kohuna. In both cases, the Kohen or Kohen Gadol is Mechusar Begadim. But maybe one could have suggested a fascinating split that the Ram does not. And that is maybe in Lomdus there's a difference. Maybe one could have argued that less than the minimum Dalet Big Day Kohuna, maybe that's in Isser Betorah's Zar. Maybe if a Kohen Gadol happens to do, right, Davod of Korban Tamid, he's supposed to wear Ches Begadim, right? So he wears the four Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Maybe you could have argued that, look, he's no worse than a Kohen Hedyot. Maybe one could have argued that is a separate issue. That's not Loka Bipnei Zar. But the Rambam does not distinguish. The Rambam writes that anything less than the requisite number of Big Day Kohuna, in such a case, the Rambam writes that that's Kazar Shashimesh, right? You don't have the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, right? If you're wearing less than the Shmona Begadim, you don't can't fall back on, right, the position of the Kohen Hedyot is all. Maybe especially in light of the Rambam that it's not a separate Kedusha, but it's incremental, maybe one could have suggested that if there's any Isser for the Kohen Gadol only to wear Dalet Begadim, that's a separate Isser. But maybe it's not Betorah Zar. But as mentioned, the Ram does not distinguish. The Ram maintains in both cases that is considered to be an instance of Zar. This understanding of Mechusar Begadim, whether it's Betorah's Zar, or whether it's a separate Isser, maybe that could be relevant for the following. The Rambam writes in that same parak Yud Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, Kishem Shemuchusar Begadim, if a Kohen is Mechusar Begadim and does Avodah, so Dino Kizar, Yishev, Yisabre Shamayim, and the Avodah is Avodah, which is Psula. The Rambam writes, there also is an Isra of Yitur Begadim. Yitur Begadim. Let's assume that the Kohen is wearing too much. For example, right, the Rambam writes, a Kohen will wear a double Ksonis. A Kohen wears Shnei Avneitim. Or a Kohen Hedyot wears Big Day Kohen Gadol. So the Rambam writes, again, Kishem, right? Just as there's Nisra Mechusar Begadim, so too there's Nisra of Yitr Begadim. And the Girsa that we have in the Rambam, there are two Girsos, the Girsa that we have in the Rambam is Davodes Mechumeles, and again, V'chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, V'chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. The same Issa and the same Onesh are Mechusar Begadim and Yitr Begadim. That no doubt is the Chiddush in light of the Rambam. See, if you'll argue that there's a separate Isser, one could have argued that separate Isser is when the Kohen Gadol, right, does not wear Big Day Kuna appropriately. A Kohen Hedyot does not wear the appropriate Big Day Kuna. What does it mean, appropriate Big Day Kuna? It can flip in either direction. It can mean more, it can mean less. Whenever he is not appropriately dressed, that is the Isser of Mechusar or Yitr Begadim. And that is B'Torah's Zar. You only apply the principle of Bizman Shebigdenu Kanasan Alehem when the Kohen is dressed appropriately. Now, if the Psul is that which is B'Torah's Zar, maybe one could have distinguished. Maybe one could have argued, but that's against our gears in the Rambam. Right, and that is, that. What do you mean? There's a marked difference. Maybe one could have argued Mechusar Begadim, that's B'Torah Zar. If it's Yitur Begadim, that's B'Torah Zar. He's wearing the Big Day Kuna plus. There, maybe one could have argued that if he's wearing an additional Avnet, there we would assume, look, he has the Kedushas Kohen Avodah, he's wearing the necessary Dalet Begadim, he's doing something wrong. Maybe then one could have argued, yeah, the Rambam would agree, for example, with Halachos Gedolos, that Yitur Begadim maybe it's a separate Isser. Mechusar Begadim is that which is B'Torah Zar. And maybe one could envision the Onesh is different. After all, Yechayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim Kezar Shashimesh, maybe one could have argued that's only when it comes to Mechusar Begadim, not when it comes to Yitur Begadim. The Girsa we have in the Rambam, in Pirkei Avot HaMikdash, that's not true. Interesting Chiddush. Right? That's not the case. That any time the Kohen is not dressed appropriately, we do not assume Bizman Shebigdenu Kunasan Lehen, right? Hadal lo yarbe, asher lo yamit, right? If you don't wear the Big Day Kuna appropriately, we don't assume kuhunosin aleihem. And therefore, it's considered to be a psul b'toras zar. The reason that's true is that because there's a different gears in the Rambam. And in Achinami, the alternate gears in the Rambam, if you look in the Franco Rambams, is that's not true. That's the gears of the Knesset HaGdola. That yitur begadim, there's an isser. But the alternative girsa in the Rambam is ve'eno chayiv misa b'nei shamayim. The difference, chayiv misa or eno chayiv misa b'nei shamayim. Eno chayiv misa b'nei shamayim means they're two independent isurim. Mechusar begadim is kezar shishimesh. Yitur begadim is, in fact, a separate isur, a separate isur. Right? Then perhaps one could argue that that indeed is the shita sa Rambam. What if you have our girsa? That no, in both cases, Mechusar Begadim, Yitur Begadim, in both cases, when it's Chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, both cases are considered to be Kezar Shishimesh. Maybe one could argue, but still, that lumdus is still relevant in the following. When the Rambam defines Yitur Begadim, how does the Rambam do so? See, I would have said, Yitur Begadim means that the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol wears anything else other than the Big Day Kuna, right? Kohen Gadol shows up wearing a tie. In such a case, I would have said, Yitur Begadim, Yitur Begadim. That's not what the Rambam writes. When the Rambam writes his Chiddush, that Yitur Begadim is Kimachusar Begadim, Kishem and Kach, and the Onesh is the same, Amisa B'nei Shamayim, it's interesting. The Rambam's cases of Yitur Begadim are all within the framework of Big Day Kuna. You inappropriately wear the Big Day Kuna. You wear a double ksonis. You wear two avnetim. A Kohen Hedyot wears Big Day Kohen Gadol. Maybe one could be medayik that even according to our girsa, in the Rambam, we would agree to that ha'ar of the Knesset HaGdola and others, that there are times when Yitur Begadim is a separate iser, even if it is not Dino Kezar. If he's wearing a tie, that doesn't affect right? Bizman shibig denil kunasin layin. There's an isser to wear a tie. The Torah says this is all that should be worn. If only time you assume that there should be that distinction, that gita begadim is mechus begadim, maybe that's in the case where it is inappropriate wearing of the big de kahuna themselves. So perhaps, again, one could argue that there is, in fact, right, that distinction. But maybe the Rambam would agree that in such a case, one could argue that there are two halachos of yitzeh begadim. Yitzeh begadim, which is dino kizar, right, that's within the inappropriate wearing of big de kahuna. If, in addition, there is another beggar that is being worn in such a case, then that's a form of yitzeh begadim that we wouldn't assume that that's considered to be dino kizar. That Rambam that I mentioned, Hilchos Kelayim and Perikyot Halacha Lamed Beis, where the Rambam writes that if a Kohen wore a big day kuna shlobesh asavod lokem and didn't have nek shabo, the Ravid pointed out as two ha'aras. Har number one is the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid thinks that that's not right. When it comes to other cases, tzitzis for example, maybe you could argue that if you're going to wear tzitzis, which entails shatnez, at the time you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, there's no esed ochalosa saying. But the Ravid assumes, not true when it comes to big day kuna. The big day kuna, by definition, by its essence, contains shatnez. The cheftish of big day kuna must contain shatnez. Maybe that's not the chuya. And maybe that's only at the time of the kima mitzvah, but even shalom b'shas avoda. So the Ravid sheet is against the Rambam, and that is that even if the Kohen wore a big day kuna, shalom b'shas avoda, in such a case, there is no malchus. And then the Rabbi just asks Akash, even if you grant the position of the Rambam, that the license to wear the big day kun is only Bishas Avoda, why does the Rambam only highlight the case of Avnet? That's the Kasha of the Rabbi. Why is it only Avnet? After all, only the Avnet contains Shatnez. The Choshen has Shatnez, the Ephod has Shatnez. So if the Rambam really is troubled by the presence of Shatnez, why does the Rambam write only Lokem Mipnei Ha'avnei Shavu? That's the Kasha. In terms of the first Ha'ara, the Rambam disagrees, maintains it's not true, that Tzara Chavod is Mat to the Vishas, Big Day Kuna, and the Isra of Shatnez. What about the second? Why is it only true when it comes to the case of Avnet? Boshrib Shat, the Rambam assumes as follows, that here the Rambam will admit that there's a marked difference between Big Day Kohen Hedyot as opposed to Big Day Kohen Gadol. When the Rambam writes that the heter of Levisha is only Bishas Avoda, the Rambam was only referring to a Kohen Hedyot. And the only one of the Big Day Kohen Hedyot that has Shatnez is the Avnet. And that's what the Rambam writes, Lo Kemipnei Avnet Shabo. Choshen Eifel, which is Big Day Kohen Gadol, that the Rambam did not assume. Why exactly is that the case? Because when you look in the way the Torah presents the Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Torah tells us the following, that among, right, the big day kohen gadol is the tzitz, and the pasuk says v'haya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzam l'mipnei Hashem. What is the purpose of the levishas tzitz? Right, that's what the Gemara calls in Yom Dav Zayin ritzui tzitz, tzitz meratzah. The tzitz itself secures kapara, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that only odeo al mitzchot meratzah. The only time this is true, that the tzitz is able to secure kapara, is not when the tzitz is sitting in the drawer. It's only when the tzitz is being worn. The Rambam passes like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. That when do we assume that there is a concept of tzitz maratza? That is only al yedei levisha. Only al yedei levisha. And therefore, Poshim Shat, the Rambam understood as follows. There's a marked difference between a Kohen Hedyot wearing Big Day Kuna as opposed to Kohen Gadol. The Tzorech Avoda is Mat Levishas Big Day Kohen Hedyot. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, it's true. The Kohen Gadol has the first crack at Avoda. The Kohen Gadol will offer Minchas Chavitin each day. That's the only reason the Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Kuna. That certainly is not true. That's the halacha of tzitz meratzah. It's Mefurish Yerushalmi in Yuman Perches Halacha Beis that when the pasuk says Vayom Mitzchot Tamid Ratzon Lifnei Hashem, Yerushalmi writes it doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol can just wear the tzitz. It means wearing all of the big day Kohen Gadol, including the tzitz. The tzitz the pasuk describes Ratzon Lifnei Hashem, but you don't have the option of just wearing one out of the eight. It means when the Kohen is wearing all the big day kuna, then we assume that the tzitz is in fact maratzah. Then there's a concept of ritzui tzitz. So Pashur Shat, that is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is not trolled by the Choshen and Eifel, which is Bidei Kohen Gadol. There, one would not argue that the mitzvah Slavisha, right, is only B'shas Avoda. Mashen came when it comes to Bidei Kohen Eliyot, the Rambam writes, then the Heter is considered to be B'shas Avoda, right, and that is why the Rambam writes that the Malchus you'll get is only Machmas Ha'avnei Shiva, not because of the Choshen and the Eifel. An interesting further halacha when it comes to the tzitz, and this ties in with the sugya gittin dafav, is the Torah describes that the tzitz has kodesh lashem, and the Torah describes that as being michtav pituchei chosam, michtav, written. Kodesh lashem is, right, formed on the tzitz in a manner that the Torah refers to that as iksivim, as ksivim. And that's what the Gemara writes in Gittin and Daf Chav, that you have to go ahead and create the tzitz in a way that you are forming the tzitz. And that's what the Gemara refers to as chok yirechos, as opposed to chok tochos. Whenever you're going ahead and, right, creating an image and a plate, right, gold, silver, whatever the case may be, there are two possible ways of doing so. Right, you can see to it that you pull out the letters, and you're forming the letters, or you can write in relief. Right? You can recess the back, and the letters will protrude by themselves. Whenever you use a mold, for example, so therefore you will press the substance into the mold, what really is happening is that you're recessing the background, and the letters will protrude by itself. The Gemara writes in Gittin Daf Chav that Chok Tochos is not called Kosek. So therefore, when we are fashioning the tzitz, and we're going to create the letters of Kodesh Lashem, you can't just take a hammer and a chisel and push away at the background, but rather you have to take something like a tweezer or that type of implement to pull out the letters, because that is considered to be a form of ksiva. Right? This is what the Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Lamed Beis, Nechos Tefillin, that you want to have a shin on the bayis of the tefillin. So you have to create the shin as opposed to simply just, right, using a mold. Right, so from have various ways of making sure that it's chok yirechos, not chok tochos, because when you see how batim are made, they have a mold where the shin is carved out, and when they push the leather against the mold, so now the shin will beautifully protrude. Yeah, in order for the shin to look so beautiful as our tefillin does, they're using a mold. The difficulty is, how do you avoid the problem of chok tochos? Because the shin is not being written if all you're doing is writing, so to speak, in relief. So it's an interesting issue that when it comes to this case, that's what the Torah points out, that michta, that has to be done. That's what the Gemara mentions in Gittin Daf Chav when it comes to ksivas haget, because that it's necessary to write the get. You can't go ahead and, right, do something to the background and somehow the letters of the get will protrude by themselves. It's a fascinating run in Rashba, in the Sugya and Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Dalet Amabez, because there the Gemara says the following Kiddush. Let's assume, right, you have a ches, and someone on Shabbos desires two zayins, as opposed to the ches, and not the legago shel ches. So he simply erases the bridge, he erases the hump on top of the ches, and now lo and behold, you have two zayins. So the Gemara writes that not the legago shel ches v'aso shnei zayin. If you go ahead and make two zayins that way, you're chayim for malach on Shabbos. Oshur Shabbat, the Ran writes, you're chayim for ksiva shtei osiyos. So that's the kash that the Ran raises in Daf Lamed Zayin Beis and Daf Beharif. Why is that called kosei? If a person would write that way in Sefer Torah, would that be called kosei? So the Ran quotes two deos. The Ran quotes the Rashba, a very great Chiddush, where the Rashba writes, you see, that's called kosei. If something was written and you're just erasing away, that is called kosei. On Shabbos Yerchayiv, and that's called kosei when it comes to Sefer Torah. That could be very relevant. Let's assume, for example, you look at this letter. It's very hard to tell whether it's yud or vav because the stem is a little bit too long. So what would you do? The simplest thing is just take a razor blade, right, and just scratch away the bottom of that stem. So is that called kosei? You've created a yud, right, not by writing, but simply by affecting the background. So the Rashba writes that that's kosher. V'haraya, that on Shabbos, you're chayim. You remove the hump of the ches, you're chayim for writing two zayins. And the Ran writes the following chiddush, that's not true. We're machmer shulchan aruch, that's not true. that is not called kosev when it comes to stone. If you have a vav and it's too long, the silver can't just take a blade and scratch away at the bottom. He has to scratch out the word, the letter, and rewrite the yud. You can't create a yud by simply playing with the background. Why you chayev on Shabbos? So that's the chiddush that the Ran writes, that Shabbos is different, because meleches machsheves asur tamei. You intended to write the Zions in that way, so you intended to create Zions, you created Zions, you're chayev mishum meleches machsheves. This is one of the more unusual places where meleches machsheves is used to create the chiyuv. Usually, most cases in Masechet Shabbos is quite the opposite. B'chol haTorah kula, right? This is, and Shabbos, it's insufficient because the Torah requires a meleches omnus. The Torah requires shakayama. The Torah requires a melechas rik legufa. The Torah requires that it's deliberate. It's not misasek. The Torah requires a shir. Almost every halacha meleches machsheves means that the bar is raised. It's harder to be chayef for Shabbos than it is in other cases. This is one of the more unusual cases. Meleches machsheves is used in the opposite direction, right? According to the Ran, to tell us that if that was your mindset, you will be chayiv on Shabbos, even though it's not called kosev for gittin, even though it's not called kosev when it comes to a case of the tzitz. If you're going to make a tzitz in that way, that will not be called michtav pituchei chosam. It's interesting chiddush. There are other cases as well, but that's a more unusual one. There's a har of Avnei Nezer hands. It's found right in Simon Reis Zion, where Avnei Nezer writes that maybe one could argue as follows. It requires a different shir, but you know, when it comes to Shabbos, there's a concept of avos and tovos. Avos and tovos. It's a fascinating issue. Are toldos a halacha b'chol Torah kula, or are toldos somewhat unique, right? To certain areas of halacha where you have a drasha that tells us that in fact is true. It's interesting, when it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara has a drasha, achas meheil, rabos es toldos. The Gesugin Shabbos Nafayim, the Gemara has a gzeres akosim, that there's a concept of toldos when it comes to Shabbos. It's an interesting issue. To what extent are there toldos b'chol Torah kula? It's an interesting issue. Right? If one should assume that the concept of toldos apply to Shabbos, but don't necessarily apply when it comes to Shar Isurim. It's a machlokes. Poshub Shatas machlokes. Shitim Ukavetzis and Bavakamadav Beis against the Tosus and Bechoros and Dav Chafei. Tosus and Bechoros, Chafei Malalev, writes that we don't assume that the Tosus of Shabbos apply at Bechol HaTorah Kula. Even if the Malacha, for example, of Gozes and Shabbos includes Tolesh, but Gozes, when it comes, for example, to the Isser of Bechor, that you're not allowed to be Gozes, the Bechor, maybe Tolesh does not apply, because Tosos says, just because something is a told on Shabbos, who says that that Hagdara is relevant when it comes to other Isurim? Tosos seems to indicate that Tolos uniquely apply to Shabbos, and they don't necessarily apply when it comes to other cases as well. But Ben Ezra writes, if you assume that Tosos, maybe one could argue as follows, and that is the following, that when it comes to Kosev, the Av Malach of Kosev is Chok Yerechos. When they had to write things in the Mishkan, how did they write? They didn't mess around, right? They didn't play relief in the background. They wrote whatever it is. They wrote. They formed letters. On Shabbos, there's a pasuk, Achas Ed Yerchayev for Toldos. Toldos means that even if you don't have the exact same Tzura Samalacha, but if it's the same Malachas Machsheves, the same purpose, the same goal, you'd be Chayev even if the act is something which is different. So the Avinezer writes an interesting chiddush that, of course, on Shabbos, one is chayev for a chol tofos. That's sugyan Shabbos and daf kuf dalet, because it's a tolda of kosei. But you don't find toldos of tokosei when it comes to gittin. And you don't find toldos of kosei when it comes to writing stam. You don't have toldos of kosei when it comes to writing the tzitz. So in such a case, in all those other areas, that's to require chok yirechos. On Shabbos, the only reason one could be chayev for a chol tofos, right, is based on that principle that on Shabbos Yechayfer told us as well. And therefore, if you can do something for the same goal, for the same purpose, even if the Tzirus HaMalacha is different, of course we know you're Chayim. You water a plant, you're Chayim Mishum Zareya, because it's Meleches Machsheves, right? It's promoting the growth of the plant, even though the Tzirus HaMalacha is something which is in fact different. But that also, in Shmos Lamedes of Michta, Pituchei Chosam, right, that the Gemara writes is very, very relevant, right, in order to tell us the definitions of Ksiva, and the question whether we assume that Ksiva when it comes to Gerushin, Ksiva when it comes to Stam or Tzitzis is the same as opposed to when it comes to Shabbos. The Rashba assumes there's one Hadara. The Ran writes Shabbos is different because Lechus Machshavos. Avnezer suggests that maybe Shabbos is different because in Shabbos Yechayim for Toldos as well. That's an interesting application, right, to the Ksiva Tzitzis of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, Mirtz Hashem will continue. Right, to Sunday we'll begin the sugya of Tofes the Bachov and Daf Yom.